John Leonetti in the Morning is sponsored by R&R Realty Group, Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, Plaza Dental Group, and Blessman International.
Welcome in, everyone. John Leonetti in the Morning here on Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM and 94.5 FM. Streaming online, iowacatholicradio.com, and on the free Iowa Catholic Radio app. Thanks so much for joining me today, friends. It is Wednesday, March 20th. We got a great show in store for you today. I'm looking forward to it. Coming up on the show today, we're going to be having Bo Bonner. He'll be on at 7:45. We're going to talk about sacrifice, redemptive suffering today. I don't know if there's a better time to do that and to really reflect on this than that of Lent. So we'll talk to him coming up at 7:45. At 7:15, Joe Weichert is going to be on. After spending many years in the technology and trade book publishing world, Joe joined Our Sunday Visitor in early 2016 as the publishing president and is part of the team that produces a variety of curriculum of products all around the world. So we're going to talk about one of those new ones that they have out called Bibles On today. And this is going to be helping youth. I believe it's directed just for youth to be able to help them understand the Bible. So we'll talk to him coming up at 7:15 today. Also on your show, some ways to get your spouse to heaven, which is the number one reason you're married, is to get your spouse to heaven. The most important thing you could do in your life is to get your spouse to heaven. It's your vocation if you are a married folk. So we'll have that for you, a few ways to be able to meditate on this morning. And then a couple saints share with us why the power, why Saint Joseph's intercession is so powerful, and why his intercession, they would say, and this is many of the saints, was the most powerful, except for the Blessed Virgin Mary. So we'll have that for you coming up on the show today as well. Mark Amadeo will have your news and sports. We'll have your weather straight from the desk of Channel 13 meteorologist Megan Selwa. Your saint of the day will be coming up at the second half hour as well. We packed him in this morning here on this Wednesday. Deacon Tony Valdez, let's pray our morning offering.
God our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus and the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. I want to give a big shout out to Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling. Customer satisfaction always comes first, whether it be plumbing, heating, air conditioning services. Yes, 20 years. GoldenRulePHC.com. Thanks for underwriting the show. GoldenRulePHC.com. Mark Amadeo, News and Sports.
News and Sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Well, good morning, John. How's everything in the Quad Cities area this morning as you wake up?
Couldn't be better. I got up. That's the first thing. That's the good news.
The parish mission is going well, and you're there on the first day of spring. Well, it doesn't officially begin until just about 5 o'clock this evening, but certainly starting to feel like it.
Yeah, that's the good news, huh? But parish mission is going phenomenal. We had about 375 the first night and over 400, well over 400 last night. So we'll see. It just keeps growing. But the priest here is a good man, Father Peter, and he's got this place fired up.
Well, that's great. And, of course, you're always on fire. You're that Catholic evangelist. You bring that on fire stand-up that you bring to the stage and to the folks. And they just keep coming back. I'm amazed. I really am. I'm just, you know,
it's all we can do.
A guy that goes out there with his Iowa State hat on, I'm amazed.
I'm wearing it right now, my friend. Now, I tell everyone, you know, of course, I got a little Cubs story that I share with people. And, you know, I saw in the crowd last night there was quite a few Cubs gear that people were wearing. So I reserved the front row seat for them if they would like it. But yeah, a lot of Cubs.
Sure. I thought all the Cubs fans were down in Arizona during spring training, you know, getting a taste of seeing who's going to be on the roster and that. But apparently there's some that are still back in the Quad Cities area. So that is amazing. Mm-hmm. I thought they were all gone.
Opening day not too far away.
Oh, no question about it. And we're looking forward to that, John. That means spring is actually here. Hopefully it'll start feeling like it. I know it's going to take some time. We're going to have our ups and downs, overnight lows around freezing. But eventually we'll be getting that soil, that frost out of the soil. That's what we're hoping for now. That's the next step.
That is the next step.
All right, my friend. Well, let's get right to it this morning on this Wednesday, March 20th. Today, right now, from the WHO TV and Channel 13 Weather Desk and meteorologist Megan Selwell. Currently in Des Moines, we do have patchy fog in the area. It's cloudy and damp in central Iowa as we had rain overnight. 37 degrees you wake up this morning with a west wind at 5 miles per hour. And today, we'll see that patchy fog give way to partly sunny skies throughout the day. Today's high in central Iowa, 52 degrees with northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, patchy fog moving back in the forecast, overnight low of 32 degrees. Then tomorrow will start out cloudy on your Thursday, but turning mostly sunny with a high of 56 degrees. The extended forecast, Friday and Saturday, mostly sunny on Friday, high of 60 degrees. Saturday, increase in clouds, a high of 60. And Sunday, a chance of rain moves back in the forecast from Saturday night into Sunday with a high of 60 degrees. And a reminder on, as far as driving, Fluor Drive is still closed. The target date is to be open by Friday. They have to do cleanup on the, bridge and, cement work due to the flooding. So Fluor Drive is still closed today, and so are the other streets around it. And hopefully it'll be open by Friday. Well, in the news on this Wednesday morning, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has activated Iowa's State Emergency Operations Center and issued state disaster declarations for 21 Iowa counties due to the massive flooding. Now, authorities in western Iowa and eastern Nebraska described the perfect storm as they had a good deal of snow already on the ground when the system hit, then they received 2 more inches of rain in the area, and then with frost on the ground, everything was running off. Authorities caution the public to be very careful with so many county roads in western Iowa in bad shape as they're running out of barricades, and some road closings are not marked as well as they would like. So be mindful of that if you're traveling in the Council Bluffs Sioux City I-29 corridor over there. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Prick, as last night in NBA G League basketball, the Iowa Wolves were on the road and they defeated Northern Arizona last night, 115-105 in Prescott Valley, Arizona. And last night, AHL hockey, the Iowa Wild were also on the road out west, and Tucson, the Roadrunners, defeated the Iowa Wild 5-2 in AHL hockey. The same two teams tonight facing off at 9 o'clock in Tucson, Arizona. And today, the NCAA men's basketball teams that are in town, there are 8 NCAA men's basketball teams playing in Des Moines. They begin their games tomorrow and Saturday at Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines. They will have open practices this morning. The doors open at 10 o'clock, and you can watch all 8 teams as they will have open practices for 40 minutes throughout the day. It is free and open to the public at Wells Fargo Arena. Today, there's no Dowling Catholic varsity sports or activities scheduled. And once again, from the WHO TV, Channel 13 Weather Desk, and meteorologist Megan Selwell, currently in Des Moines, patchy fog, cloudy skies, a little bit damp as we had rain overnight, 37 degrees with a west-northwest wind at 5 miles per hour. And today, patchy fog will give way to partly sunny skies with a high of 52 degrees here in central Iowa, northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports on your Wednesday morning. John Leonetti Show. I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports. Our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities is sponsored in part by Construction Professionals, Dental Associates, Kemen, Mercy Medical Center, and R&R Realty Group. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com.
Well, specifically, you know, I've mentioned this quote before, and it was a quote that was kind of a game changer for me. It was from Father P.J. McManus, and a dear friend of mine, and he said to me once, long time ago, when I was really discerning where God was calling me in my vocation. We've been friends a long time, and he said to me, John, your vocation is not just something that you do. He said, your vocation is the very way in which God wants to save your soul. And that always stuck with me. I was literally in my parents' kitchen walking around kind of that middle island as I was talking to him on the phone when I heard those words. It was just one of those moments where you hear those words, where you hear the advice or something that someone says to you, and you never forget it. You just remember where you were and what you were doing while that happened. And that was one of those moments. Because at that moment, I realized just how important my vocation really was. And it was something that I should not take for granted, but it was also something that I should take very serious when I'm discerning where it is that God's calling me. Because, you know, this way, this very means of which God gives us through our vocations to come to know him better is the very way in which he wants to draw us closer to him. Now, for me, that was marriage. And that became very clear over the course of those years of discernment. And discernment, you know, isn't done in a vacuum. If you are a married person, you were discerning with your spouse. You know, that's what dating is. That's what engagement is to discern if this is the person, if you both are going to live that life together for this life, and to be able to help each other get to heaven. A vocational discernment to the priesthood or religious life as a religious sister is done in community. This is why there are seminaries that people go off to, done with good spiritual director, a formation with formators and people, especially, you know, other brothers, if you're a seminarian, other sisters in Christ, if you're a religious sister, that can help form you and it can help each other grow. Got a lot of holy friendships when I was in the seminary, discerning priesthood. So discernment is not, again, just kind of, it's not just thinking about what it is that I want to do with my life. It's really actively plugging in. This is why I tell people that are thinking about the seminary, and I've spoken to other, you know, men about this, say, well, I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about the priesthood. I say, you know, give yourself a year to discern it. Maybe in the seminary. See if that's really where God is calling you, to really discern that. You know, I'm thinking about getting married. Well, if there's not someone in your life, you know, it can kind of just seem isolated and not make a lot of sense. So that's why discernment is always done in community or with someone else. It's never just done isolated. We've got to be careful of that because that's what the devil wants to do. He wants to constantly isolate us, separate us from each other, from the body of Christ Jesus. So as a married person, we are constantly on call to be able to help our spouse at all times get to heaven. Now, there's the joke, of course, there's the saints in the relationship, and then there's the saint makers, you know. There's the saint and the saint maker. You know, the saint maker is the one that gives the other person, the spouse, the opportunity to practice heroically being patient. And, you know, they give plenty of opportunities to give them the ability to be patient and loving and kind and merciful, by the way, in the things that they do. That would be me. I give my wife plenty of opportunities to practice heroic virtue and patience and love in our relationship. But there are other ways, in ways that, you know, here I there's just a list of a few ways that you can do with your spouse to be able to take this a little bit more serious. And, you know, maybe if you haven't got that in your mind, that this is the very way in which God wants to bring you closer to him and that it is your job to be able to help your spouse get to heaven, each other, mutual, that there's nothing more important than that. Those are the vows that we take. Then this Lent, even though it is the third week, we can get a little bit more intentional about it. So here's a few things. Maybe attend a mass with them this week. Thursday, Friday. Call up your spouse. If you're on your way to work, you get there to work today. Call up your spouse, surprise them. You want to go to mass? There's 7 a.m. masses. I think there's earlier masses than that in the diocese. There's evening masses. There's Stations of the Cross. Of course, there's fish fries all over the place. You go to iowacatholicradio.com, scroll over events. We link right there to the diocesan website. There's fish fries everywhere. You can see right where you can go on that. Go to the Stations of the Cross before. Go to a mass before the fish fry. But surprise your spouse. Maybe for the rest of Lent, these next few Fridays, go to a mass once a week. Maybe keep that practice in your own life, in your own marriage. You know, I don't know if there's any way, especially if you got kids, and even if they're grown, even if they're married, to be able to tell your kids or show your kids just how important the Holy Mass is. What, you mom and dad, don't even just go on Sunday. You go throughout the week as well. You go to daily Mass every Friday or daily Mass every Wednesday or just daily Mass. If you have that ability, take advantage of it. But surprise your spouse and inviting them. Now, there are some spouses that may say no to this. That's okay. Go by yourself and pray for your spouse. Offer that mass intention for your spouse. I know there are some marriages out there where the spouses are not on the same page. It's okay. You know, you might do more harm in fighting about it or arguing about it. Be patient and go and offer that holy mass for him. And then let them know, hey, I offer this mass for you. I offer my prayers for it. Are they going to argue with you on that? Hope not. Some time in adoration could be a good thing to do this Lent. Maybe just spending 10, 15 minutes, 20 minutes in adoration, adoring our Eucharistic Lord. That might be a good way to be able to, strengthen your marriage. You go especially as a couple and you let the Lord give you that grace in your marriage, but be intentional about it. I'm going for the sanctity and sanctification of my marriage with my spouse. Praying the rosary is a good familial prayer. We were talking about that the other day with Adam's story. It's a good prayer to pray, I think, with your spouse, especially, with your family. And maybe it's not a whole rosary, but maybe a decade of the rosary. And then maybe doing something with your spouse, practicing a corporal work of mercy. Maybe it is taking up, going to feed at the local homeless shelter, signing up at your local parish to be able to do something there, volunteer, take communion to the homebound with your spouse. That could be a good way, but signing up, doing something, going out of ourselves. The first three were all about deepening and strengthening our prayer life. This one can be all about, the corporal works of mercy, going out to feed others with the grace of God, which is what God commands us to do, but to do so in our marriages as well. So there you go. A few ways to be able to strengthen our marriage this morning. Hey, right when we come back, I'm looking forward to this. Joe Weichert is going to be on. He is the president, publishing president, and part of the team that produces a variety of curriculum products for our Sunday visitors. So we're going to have him on talking about Bibles On, which I just discovered. They have a ton of apps inside of this app. I'm going to talk to him all about it to be able to help you grow in your understanding of the Bible and the Catholic faith. When we come back, Joe Weichert. Don't go anywhere. 7:17 here on John Leonetti in the morning, right here on this Wednesday. And a big thanks to R&R Realty. So when you're driving out to Jordan Creek Parkway, I know my wife's driving out there this morning and she passes it to go to a Plaza Dental Group, but there's a 180,000 square foot office. You can't miss it. No, you're driving. If you're going southbound, you're able to see it on your right. Of course, north, you're able to see it on your left, but you're going to see it. You've got a rooftop patio, fitness center, dedicated food truck zone for the employees or people that are renting those offices. You'll be able to come out, grab lunch, don't have to get in your car. It's got underground parking as well. We appreciate you, R&R Realty, for underwriting this show and all you continue to do for us here at Iowa Catholic Radio. That's rrrealty.com. That is rrrealty.com.
Thank you, Bless Me International, for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Everyone lives their life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. How we use that time directly affects if our life will leave a significant impact or not. Each year, Blessment International leads Central Iowans on a 12-day, all-inclusive experience sharing the heart of Christ with children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmentinternational.org. That's blessmentinternational.org.
The Catholic Tuition Organization provides tuition assistance to qualified families so they can send their kids to our Catholic schools. Great tax benefits for donors and great education for our kids. Online. CTOIowa.org.
Ladies, please join us for our next Mosaic Luncheon on Thursday, April 11th at St. Francis in West Des Moines. Our featured speaker will be Jeanette Howe, founder of the Seven Sisters Apostolate. This apostolate is a call for individuals to spend time each week praying for their priests and bishops to help strengthen the church. Come and hear Jeanette talk about this very powerful mission. Doors will open at 11:30 and lunch is served from 12 to 1. Seating is limited, so sign up today at iowacatholicradio.com or call 515-223-1150.
Is it time for a new roof? Then it could be time for you to get to know Bell Construction. Bell Construction is a roofing company entering its 30th year of business. They specialize in residential re-roofs, light commercial jobs, and have the experience to meet all of your roofing needs with personal service. With Bell Construction, the owner will come to your home or place of business in person to inspect and ensure the quality of work that you deserve. They pride themselves in working with you on a personal basis and making sure you are satisfied. Bell Construction, 515-963-4494.
Need an experienced attorney for legal matters? I know a guy. Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, is a proud supporter of Iowa Catholic Radio. Steve is a longtime resident of Iowa and is licensed to practice in all Iowa state and federal courts.
He has years of experience in real estate law, wills, conservatorships, trusts, and estate planning. Steve's law office phone number is 515-224-1776. That's 515-224-1776.
Are you struggling with drugs or alcohol? Have the same old programs led you to the same old places? Welcome to St. Gregory Recovery Center, the new standard for recovery. Don't let your addiction define you. It's time to get you excited about life again. For more information, on the phone, 888-724-3342.
Thanks for joining me. John Leonetti in the morning here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Appreciate you being a part of the show today here on this Wednesday, March 20th. Hope your Lent's going well. Let's go to Joe Weichert. He is, after spending many years in the technology and trade book publishing world, Joe joined our Sunday Visitor in early 2016 as publishing president, part of the team that produces a variety of curriculum products for many different people. Joe, thanks for joining me today, brother.
It's a pleasure to be here, John. Thanks for having me.
Now, I was even skimming through Bibles On last night, today, this morning. I didn't realize that you actually have apps inside of this app as well, which is pretty awesome. I mean, you really, this is kind of a one-stop shop for Catholicism.
Exactly. And the beauty of this is I think the Bibles On team up to now has done a great job building, you know, basically an ecosystem that is loaded with Catholic content, but now partnering with OSV, it enables them to take a huge step forward and reach a lot more of the community.
So you, let me get this straight. Was this your idea?
Oh, I can't take credit for it. No, a colleague of mine actually identified this, I guess about 6 months ago, as a startup opportunity that OSV should investigate. And so one thing led to another, and we are now partial owners of the business.
Now, when you get on this, so you download it, does it cost money?
So the tablet itself is what you're buying, and they're typically, they list for about $99. There's models for adults as well as children. From time to time, there are discounts on that, but once you buy the tablet, you have access to the full rich set of content that comes with it, as well as new pieces of content and apps that will be added in the future.
And so all of that is preloaded, and when you do bring on more apps and more things to help people grow in their faith, that is automatically updated?
Yes, exactly. Just like any other tablet experience, Bibles On has the ability to push out updates. Now, you know, when you look to add more content in the future, they've built a pretty robust marketplace, much like you would see for the app stores on Apple and Android. And, you know, so some of that is free and some of that is paid. But, you know, one of the beautiful things about this is you can take the children's tablet and give it to a child or a grandchild and be very comfortable knowing that there's no risk of them going on to sites where they shouldn't be because there's no browser on it.
So let me see, and what I like about it, you can personalize it. So you can do a background of the Blessed Virgin Mary, a Bibles On Jesus tablet, Bibles On Kids tablet as well. So you can, the different pictures of the tablet itself can kind of be personalized to a different devotion. How does it work for a family? If a family wants to get something like this and, you only need one into the household, what is it that they can do? How would this increase their devotional prayer life?
Well, the great thing of it is there's all sorts of daily activities for both adults and children that come preloaded on the device. And again, more and more will be added down the road. But, you know, I always love the story that the founder of Bibles On, Mosongo Osong, shares why he started this up. And it was because he was trying to build his own faith, but he wanted to do it digitally because he didn't want to have to lug all the books around with him. But what he found was on an iPad, he was constantly getting distracted by all the other apps that are on the device. In this case, you kind of have a protected environment that allows you to really focus on your faith.
You have Formed on there, PureFlix, book app as well. You got videos, of course, people can watch. Breadbox Media is on there. So you got a ton of stuff, GodTube, to be able to help people really grow. And as you said, these just kind of automatically update that the system does itself. Are there, Advent or Lenten programs on here?
Yeah, throughout the liturgical year, they'll add more programs and point out ones that are already on there but may not, have come to the surface.
Yeah, I like it, man. Different devotions. You got confession app on there. Now, is there a social app or a way in which you can connect with other people that are using this?
Yes, exactly. And so you can go ahead and reach out to others that are using it. You can also, I mean, it's pretty popular for sharing prayer requests, for example. So that's already in place.
All right. I like it, man. Where can people go to get this thing?
So my recommendation would be to go to osvcatholicbookstore.com. You can also go to BibleZone, BibleZone.com.
Yeah, and there's a number here, 469-416-4942. If you'd like more information about it, BibleZone.com, OSV, you can go there, our Sunday visitor as well. This is a big project, man. You got another big project in the works?
We are working on all sorts of great things, so I hope you'll invite me back to talk more about them as they come to fruition.
We'll do it. Joe Weichert, everyone. Joe, thanks for coming on, brother.
Thank you, John. Take care.
Thank you. All right. Coming up in the second half hour, Bo Bonner, we're going to be talking about redemptive suffering today and really the value that many of the different saints saw in suffering. We don't have to look for it. We know that. It comes at us, every single one of us. But our Lord, in two ways, one way we can kind of use it as an obstacle to the Lord, or we can look at it as an opportunity to grow in holiness. That's what the saints did. We'll talk to Bo Bonner coming up in the second half hour all about that. Also, saints who had devotion to Saint Joseph and why many of them point to him as one of the most powerful intercessors and protectors there is. I think after I read some of these quotes, you're going to want to take him on as a new patron saint. We'll have that for you here on the day after of the Saint Joseph feast day. All right. Boy, we got a packed second half hour for us. Let's get right to the break now. When we come back, a lot more coming on here. 7:27. It's Wednesday. It's March 20th. It's the third week of Lent. And a big thanks to Dean Bell. He is next. Here he is. Dear friend of mine, he called me. I called him yet. We were playing phone tag yesterday because I'm going to talk to him about a couple things. But I haven't seen him in a while because I've been on the road. So I'm looking forward to trying to get out there to go to basketball tomorrow if I get back noon ball for an hour. I'm sure he will be there, posting me up right there underneath the basket. Dean's a big dude. So when he posts you up, you're not going to get a shot off. This is the season. Now he is up, roaring, ready to go with those residential re-roofs all throughout central Iowa. Residential re-roofs, like commercial jobs, 963-4494. He's been doing roofs for over 30 years, folks. 963-4494.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus was going up to Jerusalem, he took the 12 disciples aside by themselves and said to them on the way, "Behold, we are going up to Jerusalem, and the Son of Man will be handed over to the chief priests and the scribes, and they will condemn him to death and hand him over to the Gentiles to be mocked and scourged and crucified, and he will be raised on the third day." Then the mother of the sons of Zebedee approached Jesus with her sons and did him homage, wishing to ask him for something. He said to her, "What do you wish?" She answered him, "Command that these two sons of mine sit, one at your right and the other at your left in your kingdom." Jesus said in reply, "You do not know what you are asking. Can you drink the chalice that I am going to drink?" They said to him, "We can." He replied, "My chalice you will indeed drink, but to sit at my right and at my left, this is not mine to give, but is for those for whom it has been prepared by my Father." When the 10 heard this, they became indignant at the two brothers. But Jesus summoned them and said, "You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and the great ones make their authority over them felt. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you shall be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave. Just so, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord. A spirit of service to God and others, not of entitlement, that selfishly seeks to receive, is required of a disciple of Christ. A good example is the martyrs who have given back to Christ the lives that he gave them, even to the point of physical death. Even though we might not die like a martyr, are we still giving back our lives in such a way that we die to ourselves and live for him and others?
At Golden Rule, you already know we obey the rules to live by. We know that there are no medals for providing outstanding customer service. It's just what you do when your customers are like family. That's why we provide state-of-the-art training for all of our employees. From customer service to routine maintenance and new equipment, you can always count on Golden Rule. And by taking care of our family, we can take better care of yours. I'm Bobby from Golden Rule, where we deliver respect, understanding, loyalty, expertise, and service every time you call. We have a standard and we prove it. Online at GoldenRulePHC.com.
Thank you to CleanIt for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. CleanIt, your solution to a cleaner life. Spring cleaning, window cleaning, CleanIt will customize their service to meet your cleaning needs and family budget. CleanIt specializes in detail cleaning. CleanIt is a locally owned residential and commercial cleaning company. Live a cleaner life with CleanIt, available 24 hours a day, 515-508-1214, or CleanIt, the number 4, the letter U.com. CLEANIT, the number 4, the letter U.com. Clean It, your solution to a cleaner life.
Oh God, you're my deliverer. The one who carries us.
Thanks for joining me. It is Wednesday. It is March 20th. Great second half hour for you today, friends. Always good we can have Bo Bonner on. Director of the Zeta Institute, host of The Uncommon Good here at 10 o'clock, co-host with Dr. Bud Maher. Have him coming up here on this Wednesday talking about redemptive suffering today. What we mean as Catholics when we talk about redemptive suffering. A good time to talk about that is always during Lent. Also on the show, this second half hour, we're going to talk about the powerful intercession of Saint Joseph and just what some saints said about him and why his intercession is so powerful. So we'll have that coming up for you here in the second half hour as well. Your saint of the day, Mark Amadeo, with your news and sports weather straight from the desk of Channel 13 meteorologist Megan Selwa. And that will bring us to the 8 o'clock hour. But we always do so, of course, with the blanket of our morning offering prayer. Deacon Tony Valdez, let's pray.
God our Father, we offer you our day. We offer you all our thoughts, words, joys, and sufferings in union with the heart of Jesus. Holy Spirit, be our guide and strength today so that we may witness to your love. Mary, Mother of Jesus in the Church, pray for us. Amen.
Amen. Mark Amadeo, News and Sports.
News and Sports with Mark Amadeo.
Hello, sir.
Be a Wednesday to you, and it's the first day of spring, so we can all celebrate.
Now, I didn't know that it took at a certain time. So at 5 o'clock, that's made official?
Yeah, that's when it's official, but we're going to celebrate it all day anyway, you know. It's
okay.
After that ice and snow that we've been under since the middle of January, celebrate spring a few hours early. What the heck?
There we go. Now, I will tell you, I took a warm shower, very warm shower yesterday in honor of St. Joseph's feast day. All celebration yesterday. I ate a lot of food, ate some sweets, took a warm shower. Now back to the cold.
Did you inform your cold shower club this Lent, like Mr. Story and Mr. Stopulis, about that you kind of got off the path?
I can tell you Adam's not going to be very happy to hear that. But
I thought so.
You know, I had to celebrate. This is the feast day of St. Joseph, of course, my son's namesake. My son's a little confused. You know, he thinks that it's his feast day, and just have to constantly remind him on that. But nonetheless, he had a great day yesterday. We spoil him and Gianna Rotten on their Saints Day's namesake. So it was a good day.
I see. I'm still trying to process this. It's your son's Saints feast day, but yet you're celebrating with a warm shower during the middle of the cold season. I'm still
processing that.
Okay.
No fasting yesterday for me. I'll tell you that, man. I feasted yesterday, St. Joseph's Day. Oh, yeah. You go all in on these feast days.
Oh, my goodness. You did. I'll hand that to you. You did.
All right. I'll pay for it today on the treadmill.
Yeah. Well, I heard you're going to be back in town for one day, that you're one day this month, and Dean Bell and the folks at the gym that you work out and play basketball, they're going to post you up and remind you about all the stuff that you said to last month. So
Friday morning leave for Cleveland for their men's conference there. So, it'll be a good day.
Okay, well, I hope they get their licks in while you're here. That's all I can say.
Elbows will be flying.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be. All right, well, let's get right to it. From the WHO-TV Channel 13 Weather Desk, and meteorologist Megan Selwell, currently in Des Moines. Well, you look outside, we got fog, patchy fog in some areas, heavy fog in others, cloudy and damp as we had rain overnight. Currently 37 degrees with a west-northwest wind at 5 miles per hour here in central Iowa. And today we'll see that patchy fog give way to partly sunny skies, a high of 52 degrees here in central Iowa today. Northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, patchy fog in some areas again, overnight low of 32 degrees. Then tomorrow, start out cloudy, then mostly sunny later on your Thursday, a high of 56 degrees. And on Friday, mostly sunny, a high of 60 degrees also. And Saturday and Sunday, well, Saturday increasing clouds, a high of 60. Sunday, chance of rain with a high of 60 degrees. And traffic report, Fleur Drive is still closed. They're going to start cleanup duty today as the water has receded, but they've got to clean up the bridges and the cement and get that all ready. And it could be open by as late, maybe late tomorrow or even on Friday. So Fleur Drive could be reopened. Hopefully they'll patch the potholes too when they open it up. Well, in the news on this Wednesday morning, Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds has activated Iowa State Emergency Operations Center and issued state disaster declarations for 21 Iowa counties due to the massive flooding. Authorities in western Iowa and eastern Nebraska described the perfect storm happened as they had a good deal of snow already on the ground when the storm system hit and then received 2 more inches of rain in the area. And then with frost on the ground, everything was just running off, and thus the massive flooding that we see in western Iowa and eastern Nebraska. Now, authorities cautioned the public to be careful with so many roads in bad shape in western Iowa as they are running out of barricades, and some road closings are not marked as well as they would like because they're running out of barricades. Well, today's sports report is brought to you by Big Red Q Quick Print. And last night, both Iowa's and Des Moines' NBA and hockey teams were on the road out in Arizona. NBA G League basketball last night, the Iowa Wolves winning on the road. They defeated Northern Arizona 115-105. And last night, the Iowa Wild on the road, and they lost at Tucson by a score of 5-2. Today, the NCAA men's basketball tournament, the 8 teams that are playing in Des Moines beginning tomorrow and Saturday will have open practices today at Wells Fargo Arena. Doors open at 10 o'clock. The practices are free and open to the public. Each team will have 40-minute practice times beginning at 10 o'clock this morning. Tonight, AHL hockey, the Iowa Wild continue their road to swing as they're still in Tucson. They'll take on Tucson tonight, facing off at 9 o'clock Iowa time in Tucson, Arizona. And today there's no Dowling Catholic varsity sports or activities that are scheduled. Once again, from the WHO-TV, Channel 13 Weather Desk, and meteorologist Megan Selwell, currently in Des Moines, patchy fog, cloudy skies. We did have some rain overnight, 37 degrees right now with the west-northwest wind at 5 miles per hour. And today, that patchy fog will give way to partly sunny skies. Today's high, 52 degrees here in central Iowa. Northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. And this has been your Iowa Catholic Radio News, Weather, and Sports. On your Wednesday morning, John Leonetti Show, I'm Mark Amadeo.
Iowa Catholic Radio News and Sports, our year-round coverage of Dowling Catholic High School sports and activities, is sponsored in part by Ashworth Vision Clinic, Two Rivers Glass and Door, and the Catholic Tuition Organization. Thank you for supporting Iowa Catholic Radio, 1150 AM, 88.5 FM, 94.5 FM, and streaming at iowacatholicradio.com.
Let's go to your saint of the day.
This is your saint of the day on Iowa Catholic Radio.
Today's saint requires us to seek Jesus in the sacraments before we seek our own needs through him. Saint Salvatore of Orta today was born in Spain and entered the Franciscans in 1541. He was searching for an unassuming life of stewardship, serving as cook, porter, and official beggar for the community of Tortosa. God, however, saw the humble monk's generosity and simpleness of spirit, and so on his rounds as the community's beggar, he found himself able to heal the sick with a simple sign of the cross. Now, you can imagine when this happens, word spreads like wildfire, especially of these miracles. The abbey began to be overrun by people looking for Salvatore, looking for healing. So that the monks in Tortosa could actually have some peace and continue their prayers, Salvatore was transferred to a much more remote place, Orta. But people followed him. They continued to seek him out. As many as 2,000 people a day came to see Saint Salvador. They would tear off a piece of his clothing, rip it off when they'd see him as a relic. Mobs of people. Salvatore was generous with these people. He was generous with his gifts. But he required one thing, that before people would come to him for physical healing, they would be healed with their souls first. He instructed them to do an in-depth examination of conscience. Then they were to go to reconciliation and then to receive Holy Communion. Only then would he meet with the pilgrims who came to see him. Salvatore died in 1567. He was canonized in 1938. We ask today Saint Salvador of Orta to pray for us. And a big thanks to Stephen C. Reed, attorney at law, for underwriting our saint of the day. Experienced in wills and estate planning. You know, we get it. It's easy to put all this stuff behind us, or, you know, it's not here yet, or maybe we think I'm never going to die. Well, that's a big mistake. We're talking about your family. 224-1776. That's 515-224-1776. Bo Bonner coming up next after the break. We're going to talk about redemptive suffering. And then immediately after the break, we're going to talk about the power of St. Joseph and his intercession. Don't go anywhere. John Leonetti in the morning right here on this Wednesday, March 20th. A big thanks to Plaza Dental Group for underwriting the show. Financing options, they are available. New patient registration online. So you can do a couple clicks, sign up. You can have your appointment online there. Then you just show up and you get right in. Not long lines. You're not waiting in the office half a day for a dentist. You know, she's got a pretty well-oiled machine there. Tons of dental hygienists. They got dental assistants and, of course, a ton of different doctors. Four offices in the Des Moines, Ames area. 515-612-7148. That's dmsmiles.com. That is dmsmiles.com. Your diocesan minute is right now.
This is your news for the Diocese of Des Moines for Wednesday, March 20th. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins. This Saturday, Young Catholics of the Diocese of Des Moines is hosting a half-day Exploring Spiritual Gifts workshop. Day begins at 9 a.m. at the Catholic Pastoral Center and ends at about 1. A light lunch will be provided, but space is limited. Learn more at Young Catholics of the Diocese of Des Moines on Facebook or contact Justin White at the diocese. If you know a young man between ages 16 through 24 who may be thinking about the seminary, encourage them to check out an upcoming seminary visit planned by the diocese. Father Ross Parker will be taking a group April 6th through the 8th to Conception Seminary in Missouri to find out what seminary is really all about. Contact Father Ross by emailing vocations at dmdiocese.org. That's vocations at dmdiocese.org or call 237-5050. That's 237-5050. Join Emmaus House this Saturday for a Lenten morning of prayer with the Examen. The Examen is a reflective practice to become more sensitive to God's intimate presence in every moment and aspect of our lives. This morning event includes prayerful reflection and discernment. Learn more and register at theemmaushouse.org. That's theemmaushouse.org. That's your news for the Diocese of Des Moines. I'm Kelly Mesher-Collins.
Thank you to SpecUSA for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. SpecUSA, they make concrete comfortable. The next Des Moines Diocese Catholic Culture Series lecture is Saturday night, March 23rd at 7 in the St. Augustine Parish Hall. Dennis McNamara will discuss the church building as a sacrament of heaven. Dr. Dennis McNamara is an archaeological historian. In this lecture, he will discuss how to read churches and explain how various architectural components are designed to teach theology, assist in worship, and reveal glimpses of heaven. Find more information at dmcatholicculture.org.
Support for Dowling Catholic Sports is provided by Two Rivers Glass and Door, providing commercial glass and aluminum storefronts. 515-222-4860. Joe at tworiversglass.com.
Thank you, Blessed International, for their support of Iowa Catholic Radio. Everyone lives their life 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. How we use that time directly affects if our life will leave a significant impact or not. Each year, Blessment International leads Central Iowans on a 12-day, all-inclusive experience sharing the heart of Christ with children in South Africa. Teams are forming to do something significant in an African child's life. Learn more at blessmentinternational.org. That's blessmentinternational.org.
We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit.
Thanks for joining me, friends. John Leonetti in the morning here on Iowa Catholic Radio. Appreciate you being a part of the show today. You know, St. Joseph is a powerful intercessor. And we know that from many different saints who actually had him as their patron saint. St. Brother Andre, St. Joseph, the most chaste spouse of Jesus was of Our Lady, excuse me, was very, very moved by Saint Joseph, took him on as a special patron. Bernard of Clairvaux loved Saint Joseph. In fact, Bernard has something here. He says something really powerful. He said, there are some saints who have the power of protecting in certain specific circumstances, but Saint Joseph has been granted the power to help us in every kind of need and to defend all who have recourse to him with pious dispositions. Saint Teresa of Avila had a deep devotion to Saint Joseph. Like she says, it would seem that God has only granted the other saints power to help us in one kind of necessity, but experience shows that Saint Joseph can help in every kind of need. And there, up and down the board, many different saints that took Saint Joseph on as a special patron, as a special protector of them and their families. So if you're looking for a patron saint, if you're looking for someone, a little bit of help, go to Saint Joseph. You know, Our Lady is the most powerful saint. I think he's right there. Powerful saint indeed. I think we got Bo Bonner, director of the Zeta Institute here in the Diocese of Des Moines. Good morning, Bo.
Good morning, John. How are you doing?
Doing just fine. You got a patron saint?
So, you know, I have my confirmation saint, which is Thomas Aquinas. And then when you're a Benedictine Oblate, you're supposed to pick an Oblate name. And so mine was Odo, St. Odo of Cluny. It's one of the abbots of the Benedictine order. So I guess if I had to say that, I'd throw
Odo.
Out those two. Yeah, Odo.
He's, I like that.
A fun name, but yeah, he was very important to medieval monasticism. Yep.
Cool. Very good stuff. Let's talk this morning about, it's Lent, you know, we talk about suffering, but here in our Catholic faith, we talk about it being redemptive. People have heard this before, redemptive suffering. Let's just get very clear about what we mean by that. What is it?
Well, you know, I just think this is a response to how, I mean, a fact of human life, you know, people, we experience pain, and throughout human history, the question is, what do we do with pain and suffering? It's unavoidable. You have certain groups, Stoics and Buddhists, who say that what we should try to do is eliminate pain, and we can do this through, you know, various ways, or just, you know, accepting that it happens, but ignoring how we react to it, things like this. You have people who try to run away from pain, like Epicureans, gluttons, things like this. You have people who think that what you should do with pain and suffering is inflicted on others. The question comes back to, what do we do with suffering and pain? I mean, I think sometimes people make a caricature of some Catholics as if we go seek it out and that we love pain and suffering. But I go back to the fact is, if it's unavoidable, the question is, what can be done with it? And what we say is that as Jesus Christ, fully human and fully God, came, you know, down from heaven, took on a human life and suffered and died, that means that suffering and death even no longer have complete sway over us, and that they're now not just a waste. Death itself wants to take away life, but Jesus Christ has now made it that even death can be life-giving. And so suffering, even though in its brute, you know, original normal state, is completely reductive. It takes away through the cross, now even those moments of negation can now become something positive to create things. We can redeem our own life. We can save our life from suffering. We can become stronger. We can use the inevitability of, you know, the fact that we have bodies and that they decay and that they get hurt, or that emotionally we, you know, things wear on us, or spiritually that we wrestle with things. Now all of these things can be redemptive. They're not just something to be feared, ignored, distributed to others, or just a complete lack of vital life.
When we offer something up, we've oftentimes heard that phrase, just offer it up. It's one thing to be able to grow in my own personal holiness and offering it up, which I know that happens in different sufferings. But also, we have the ability, and make sense of this for us if you can, Bo, to be able to offer things up for other people, the body of Christ, other specific people in our life that may be going through dark times or struggling.
So one thing that, and I hope it doesn't sound too contradictory to what I just said, there's a way in which us going through trials, and so not suffering itself, but the trials that usually make suffering happen, we already realize that it can be good put to good use. When we exercise, when we run, when we lift weights, right, we're putting the body through a certain set of small sufferings so that it can recover and become stronger. And so even people who have sort of a secular view will say, you know, the difficulties we face, if we think about them as learning opportunities, I don't know if they would necessarily call that redemption, but they'll say that, like, it's a positive that can come through difficulty. But now if you start to talk about this in a spiritual way, so it's not that these sufferings are localized or limited to my experience or the perfection of my body. Now we start to talk about the way in which spiritual suffering can actually benefit beyond just a person. So when I take on, you know, a difficulty and become a better person, I'm already going to, you know, benefit the community because I'm a better person. But in the spiritual realm, of course, because we're interconnected in a way through Jesus Christ specifically, now it becomes a matter of being able to share things like the merits that we have through suffering or the grace that Christ freely gives. If this wasn't so, then the cross itself couldn't save us. But because spiritually we can not only share in each other's suffering, but we can share the benefits of that suffering, so now Christ can apply his grace to us freely from his cross and resurrection. And so we, in our own small way, can do that by attaching what we have gone through to the sacrifice of Christ's cross. Those sufferings are redeemed in his resurrection, and they can be shared with the body of Christ. And so Christ has made it, although he didn't have to, he made it where the saints not only can pray for each other, but can make sacrifices for each other and plead to God that those benefits of that suffering be shared with other people. And so it's a doctrine not only of redemptive suffering for individuals, but how the communion of saints lifts itself up as one body connected to the head, Jesus Christ.
Now, some say, maybe I'm not going through a struggle right now, but I have in the past. Does time play a factor here in offering up maybe past sufferings and struggles for those people in our life we know and love?
Well, I mean, there's a way in which you can say yes or no. You know, people will ask, you'll get interesting questions, for instance, if you're doing RCIA, and people will go like, what if I pray for an event that's in the past? Can that affect it? And the theological answer, weirdly, is like, as long as you don't know, right? Like, you can't pray and say like, hey, Lord, this thing I know turned out a certain way, please reverse it, right? Because God is eternal prayers, so to speak, and that interchange, even though they happen temporally in time, they enter into the realm of the eternal. So there's a way in which time is not necessarily binding our prayers, but they do in a particular way. So the same thing starts to happen if you want to talk about the perfect offering up of a suffering and then sort of an asking the Lord. You can say, Lord, this event that happened in the past, you know, maybe before I was Catholic or before I knew how this all worked, if it's in your will, I hope that, like, that suffering can be used for the sake of someone else. But if you want to talk about, so to speak, the perfect, and I don't mean flawless, I mean like the way, the sort of natural, most basic and best way to do this is upon either entering an act or noticing that we are suffering, offering it up to the Lord and begging that he uses those graces for other people. But yeah, no, if you've become Catholic, if you've now only thought about these things, it's perfectly reasonable to say, Lord, this thing in the past, if it be your will, please apply that redemptive suffering for the sake of this, that, or the other.
And I got a minute and a half left, but I want to get to this real quick, and you speak to it, because this isn't done perfectly. You know, this is done messy. I know when I'm offering things, sometimes I don't feel like offering, you know, a certain suffering for someone else or for myself. It's not like, it, you know, all of a sudden I'm overshadowed by this unbelievable light and feeling of emotion when I'm giving this. It's often very difficult, especially in those moments.
Right, and it's not like a form you fill out, right? Like, please state the stated recipient of your redemptive suffering, right? And, you know, like, if you didn't fill it out right, God's going to ignore it. But, yeah, like, this is the heart of the matter of what we're trying to do, yes.
Yeah. What do we got on the show today?
Victor Flynn, I'm messing up his first name, but he wrote the book about the seven secrets of the Eucharist. So we have him on, and then, of course, Bud Maher always reporting from Pittsburgh and, you know, letting us know how life in that part of the world's going.
Vinny's a good guy. He's been on the show a couple times, and I think you guys will enjoy it. So Vinny Flynn coming up on the show, The Uncommon Good with Bo Bonner, Dr. Bud Maher at 10 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock in the evening. You can check it out. It'll be podcasted up on iowacatholicradio.com. Talk to you soon, brother.
God bless, John.
All right, that puts another show in the books, my friends, here on this Wednesday, March 20th, right in the middle of the week. Make it a great Wednesday today, everyone. Deacon Tony, would you give us your blessing?
May the blessing of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit come down upon all of us to protect us and to bring us to his everlasting life. Amen.
Amen. I am John Leonetti, friends. Be confident in Christ's mercy and his love today.
Here in this worn and weary land where many a dream has died, like a tree planted by the water, we never will run dry. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to know you and to make you known. Father's heart. Into the world we're reaching out to show them who you are. So living water flowing through, God, we thirst for more of you. Fill our hearts and flood our souls with one desire, just to
John Leonetti in the Morning is sponsored by R&R Realty Group, Golden Rule Plumbing, Heating, and Cooling, Plaza Dental Group, and Blessman International.